Mabrika. Welcome, Soul Tribe, to this episode of Deep Soul Awakenings. Get ready to step into a place of visibility where your heart and intuition are your guides.
What's up, y'all? It's Millie from Deep Soul Awakenings. Welcome to this week's episode. I apologize for the brief hiatus. I actually attempted to record a episode last week, but for some reason something happened to my volume and I was unable to upload. So I am hoping that this time it is different. I'm also going to take that as spirit telling me that probably something that I said in that last episode shouldn't have been shared. You know, sometimes I realize that sometimes we may tend to be eager to share what we learn or to share our blessings with others. And at times we forget to allow ourselves to first sit in it, to allow ourselves to first receive. Last week I was very, very excited because some beautiful things had started happening, beautiful shifts, and I wanted to share it with all of you. But I think I may have gotten a little ahead of myself. So I'm here again now, of course, to talk to you all just about some things that have been in my mind. I take the general understanding that when something consistently flows through my mind or pops up in conversation, usually it's meant to be shared. And what I've been thinking about a lot lately is the idea of sovereignty. You know, you may hear a lot of times within spiritual circles, people tend to speak of sovereignty of the mind pretty consistently. And I remember at first, I didn't really understand what that meant. You know, because sovereignty is defined as the authority of a state to govern itself or another state, national sovereignty or supreme power or authority. But then it's like in the space that I was when I first started, I couldn't fathom having supreme power over myself, supreme authority over myself, because I lived in a world at that time, in a space and in a perspective that caused me to think that everything and everyone was in control of some aspect of my life but me. And within this beautiful journey, I've learned that, you know, sovereignty is something that within this work that we are doing, within this beautiful journey that we are in, sovereignty is something that we reclaim. And a lot of times what takes us away from our sovereignty is fear. You know, we fear the unknown. We're taught to fear the natural abilities that we have. You know, for a lot of us, we're able to see spirits, we're able to feel things, we're able to sense things. But then if you look at how all of these things are depicted, you know, within the media, sorry if you guys heard that little tone in the background. But the way that things are depicted within the media, within the movies, within all of these things, we're taught to fear these parts of ourselves. We're taught to fear change in a sense, and we're made to live in consistent fear. You know, even with our children, for some of us, it's like there's always this underlying fear that something is going to happen, that our kids are going to be taken away from us, or that something might happen and things might go wrong, or our livelihood may be taken away. And, you know, unfortunately, this world is run on money. And for a lot of us, we didn't grow up in households where there was an abundance of money. And we grew up in that lack mind state, that mind state that teaches us that we don't have enough and that there's not going to be enough and that we have to essentially like hoard what we have because there's not enough. And as I've been learning and as I've been shifting and reclaiming sovereignty of my mind, I realized that what disconnected me from myself, what disconnected me from taking ownership of myself, is that fear. And for a lot of the people that I speak to, a lot of the people that I work with, you know, I've always been a mentor in a sense, but recently it has shifted to where I have people specifically who come to me for advice and wisdom. And I'm not here to say that I know everything, because I know but a fraction, not even, I know nothing compared to all of the knowledge that is out there, compared to the knowledge of self that someone can have. But this concept of, you know, witchcraft and voodoo and all of these things that we grow up with, especially if you grow up in a Catholic household or a Christian household, you know, all of these different traditions that we're made to fear have put in our heads that, you know, people are out to get us. They're going to do things to us. They're going to cast spells. They're going to do rituals. They're going to send us energy. They're going to do all of these things to trap us in the space that we are. You know, they're going to send us negative energy so that things get worse for us. And this is something that I've noticed and that has been coming up for a lot of people lately. And I'm not here to say that none of this is happening, because in this world, it does happen. But I'm here to say that you have the power to protect yourself. You have the power to reclaim your energy and reclaim yourself and reclaim just your livelihood and spirit and soul and everything in a way that it won't matter what energy someone sends your way. Because you are always protected. And that energy can come your way and never even touch you. That energy can come your way and hit your field of protection or your aura and be transmuted to benefit you. You get to decide how that energy affects you. For a lot of us, we've been living in this place of fear that when these things happen, you know, or we feel like we're in these situations that people are doing things to us or out to get us, we start to claim that energy because we start to fixate on it. We start to worry about it. So it starts to consume us. And in accepting that worrying energy, that fear energy within our bodies, you know, it can make you sick because you are an energetic being. It can affect you in so many different ways if you don't find ways to deal with it, tools to work with it. You know, on this journey, as you go along, you know, think of the tarot card of the Fool. You start to take your tools with you and you go on your journey and you live life in a way where you understand that no matter what comes your way, you have the tools to transmute that energy to just be you. And I say to anybody who is feeling like there is negative energy all around them, or like there are things that are out to get them, you know, prayer is a beautiful thing. Prayer is a beautiful way to transmute energy. And you don't have to pray to God if God is not what resonates with you. You can pray to angels. You can pray to your ancestors. You can pray to anyone that makes you feel comfortable, anyone that makes you feel safe, and ask them to help you to transmute that energy, to release all of these things that you're holding. You know, having an altar space, in my opinion, is very crucial to this path, because it is a place of grounding within your home that allows for a portal of energy between you and your ancestors and your guides and your spirits and all of the beautiful energy that is connected to you. It is important to practice spiritual hygiene, where you are consistently not only cleaning your body, but also cleansing your energetic body, cleansing your space, cleansing your home. You know, you can take a bath with some sea salt and throw some crystals in there and cleanse your body so that you can feel better, so that all of these things that you're carrying are no longer so heavy. You know, if you're looking, if you're not a fan of sage, because I mean, to be honest with all of you, I'm not the biggest fan of sage. I don't really work with it too much. I tend to create my own sprays that I like to use to cleanse my house. And I am a very big fan of Palo Santo because to me, the trees are so powerful. The trees are so wise. You know, you can take a spray bottle. You can take some Florida water. Take a sprig of rosemary, put it in there. If you know what cascarilla is, use some cascarilla, throw that in there too. Throw in some crystals, you know, and allow that to be your spray that you use to cleanse your home or even to cleanse yourself while you're out in the street and energy feels heavy. If you are someone who's sensitive to energy, I also recommend having some type of black stone on your person consistently while you are outside touching your skin. Black stones are typically for protection. They will help you. They will help to block that energy from coming to you. But always remember that all the stones that you're using, you must also cleanse that energy. If the stone is shiny, then that means you can put it in water and you can throw that stone into some salt water for 24 hours to cleanse it. You can buy yourself a selenite stick and allow the stone to sit next to the selenite stick to cleanse it. You can put it in the moonlight. You can put it in the sun to charge it. There's so many things that you can do, but you have to make these choices consciously. And in my opinion, the path to sovereignty, to the path to reclaiming your thoughts, to reclaiming your mind, to reclaiming your energy, your power, starts with learning these tools, starts with creating this tool bag of things that you can do whenever you feel that you need protection, whenever you feel that you just need to reclaim your space and your energy and your power. Because to me, sovereignty begins with making conscious choices, not listening to that loud, conditioned voice that tells you to fear everything and fear everyone. It's that voice that speaks to you, that tells you that you are capable, that you are powerful. You know, I am in a place where I think of how powerful I am and I can feel it in my body. And I know that that is a beautiful place to be, but I know that that is not where I always was. I used to live in a space where I was always fearful that I would lose my job or something would happen to my kids or that I would lose my kids somehow or that, you know, something else bad was going to happen. I couldn't receive any of my blessings because I was too worried that the blessings were a trick. And for me, one of the first things that I did was I started praying for a nervous system reset because I knew that with the nervous system that I had at the time, I wouldn't be able to receive anything that I was asking for. And then the ways that I did that, I started going to the water and asking for the water to cleanse me, to protect me, to speak to me, to help me to regain my memory. It started with taking cleansing baths in my home and making sure that I was cleansing my energy. It started with wearing stones. It started with conscious decisions of putting myself first. And for any of you who are feeling like this energy is too heavy for you and you don't know what to do, I am more than happy to give you a ritual that you can do. You know, originally I learned this ritual as a revocation, but in my working and in my heart, I knew that a revocation wasn't the right aspects for me. So it's transformed into a ritual of transmutation of energy to reclaim your space, to reclaim your energy, but also to transmute that energy that you're feeling into benevolent energy so that it can benefit you. And I am more than happy to share. So if you feel that you are in need of this, please reach out to me and I will tell you how to do that with the most love in my heart. You know, this healing journey isn't easy, despite what anybody tells you. And it's never going to be love and light, because within us all is light and dark. But we get to a place where we start to accept the darkness as part of us. We learn to embrace it. We learn that no matter what, this journey is always going to be waves. Grandmother Ayahuasca, allowed me to see the understanding of the waves and how everything ebbs and flows, moves and shifts, and in the power of perspective. And when you are in a perspective that makes you feel like the world is out to get you, you will find more things to show you that it is. But when you shift your perspective and you think to yourself, what is the world trying to teach me? What is this feeling that is coming up? What am I feeling? Where is it coming from? What is it here to show me? It allows you to shift your perspective in a way where the darkness can be empowering, where the darkness can bring you to a place of authenticity, where the darkness can bring you to a place of power, like the goddess Kali or Hecate. It can help you to understand the deepest parts of yourself, so that you can gain knowledge of self, so that you can understand yourself so well, so that you can begin to make decisions that are in alignment with you, so that eventually you can get to a place where it doesn't matter what anybody has to say about you, because you know who you are, you know how you feel, and you know how you move. Our emotions are meant to be felt. We are not meant to claim them and become them. You know, in my moments before, I would fight not to cry, not realizing that crying was a way to release and transmute and shift energy. And now I find myself crying in service to others to help them to transmute that energy for those eyes who cannot cry. And I do this with love in my heart always. I promise you all that one day you will gain understanding of the waves and be able to float with them instead of struggling not to drown. I promise you all that if you stick with this journey, while it may be hard, and I promise you that it gets better, but I know, and I will not lie to you and tell you that it is always easy, because it is not. There are going to be days where you feel like giving up. There are going to be days where you want to stay in bed and do nothing. But I invite you on those days to get up and run your rituals, use your tools, sit in prayer, sit at your altar, pull cards. Do your rituals, do your candle work, see what it is that spirit is trying to teach you, trying to tell you, trying to show you. And gain that knowledge of self, so that you can gain that sovereignty, so that you can reclaim your life, so that you can reclaim your power and move accordingly. You know, I had wondered before, you know, how do you embody all of this wisdom that you've learned? How do you become the embodiment of the energy that you are? And the beautiful thing that I've learned is that it all comes down to the choices that you make and ownership of them. For every action, there is a consequence, whether it be bad or good. But in all reality, is it really bad or good? Because even in the bad consequences, there are lessons to be learned and knowledge to be gained and wisdom to be given. And in my eyes, that is still a blessing. So I say to all of you with love, please don't ever give up on yourself. Because your ancestors, your spirits, your guides, and everything that is in spirit that loves you will never give up on you. And I know that we have moments where we feel disconnected. But in those moments, what they are teaching us is just to be able to stand up on our own. Because with this relationship with self, this knowledge of self cannot be codependent. Because this relationship is one that you share with you. And you are worthy of it all. You are powerful. And you are one of the most beautiful beings on this earth, who was created, who fragmented from the Great Spirit, from God, from Source, from the universe, whatever it is that you want to call it. So I am here to say that you are capable of achieving everything that you seek within this life. Don't allow others' perception of success to be the standard that you hold yourself to. Allow yourself to make your own decisions. Allow yourself to move in alignment with your heart. And know and trust your body. Know that your body can help you to guide your way. Because the feelings that you feel a lot of times are there to speak to you. So until next time, I am sending all of you so, so much love. And I love to give you the beautiful reminder that in any time that you feel lost, and any time that you feel that you are in need of guidance, look to the stars and know that your ancestors watch over you. And anytime that you seek to look up and see them and connect with them, know that they will always help to guide you home. Until next time, peace.
Ari Kamabu, thank you for listening to this episode. We look forward to continuing to find our way back to indigeneity with all of you. May your heart continue to be your guide. And remember that whenever you feel lost, you can look to the stars, and your ancestors will help you find your way back home.